The following is an interview with Tim Farragan discussing the upcoming music festival and celebration of life in honor of his late father, Cletus Farragan, a well-known community-minded man who passed away in April.
So can you tell me a little bit about the background there or the origins of the event that's coming up here on the 22nd and 23rd?
Sure. My dad, Cletus Farragan, had during the COVID lockdown, taken a great interest in the musicians that were playing music on Facebook on a couple of different groups. There was a 2020 isolation country music group and another one that was ran by the hospital that was a talent show for seniors, I believe it was called. And I think there was a few others as well. But at the time that everybody was on lockdown and was told to stay home, Dad had really taken an appreciation for the artists who were playing music free of charge on their own time on these groups, providing great entertainment for him and many others. And he began to form relationships with a lot of these artists, ended up actually hitting the road and going out to see some of them at some of their live shows in their communities. And he brought them up beans and corn, and like Cletus tended to do, and he ended up making good relationships with several of these artists, and he decided that he wanted to operate an event, which, you know, Cletus did all his life. It was always municipal event after municipal event, and he knew he was capable of running an event, so he decided he wanted to run an event for them specifically to provide an opportunity for them to come together and play together and to meet each other, because they hadn't, the majority of them have never met each other face to face. They're from all over the land, and they all kind of knew each other through these Facebook communities, but he thought that it would be a nice thing to be able to produce an event that would allow them to come together and meet each other and have a meal together and play music together in group sessions and in solo sessions. And so it's been something he was working on for the last 2 years of his life before he passed away in April. And he worked on it extremely hard. It was a real passion project for him. And so it unfortunately had got delayed a couple of times because the RA Hall in Campbell's Bay has been locked down, as it has the contract with the CISO for the vaccination clinic, and it's still in place as we speak. So the event had got pushed back a couple of times, and then unfortunately Dad got sick, and he had already chosen a date and a name and had this thing in place. He had called it the Get Together Thank You Tribute Event, and it was planned for July 22nd and 23rd in Campbell's Bay. The location specifically was still kind of to be determined, because we weren't sure at what point, you know, the vaccination clinic would give up the building. But so as it stands, the decision was that whenever Dad passed away, we weren't really sure what was going to happen to the event. I personally was kind of believing that it was probably going to be the end of it, because I didn't think that these musicians would potentially still come to Campbell's Bay without Cletus. But it ended up being the exact opposite of that. One artist after the other reached out and put messages and sang songs in honor of Dad on Facebook, and reached out directly to me to make sure it was super clear that they still wanted to come, and maybe more than ever to pay tribute to Cletus, which is a very interesting turn of events, because I mean, this was all about Cletus paying tribute to them. And that's still what this event is all about. This is Cletus's project, and we're doing our best to follow it to the T the way he wanted it to be ran. And the intention of it is definitely to pay tribute to the artists. But interestingly enough, they are in big part coming to pay tribute to Cletus. So it's going to be a very special and emotional weekend, but we're looking forward to it. And I think everything's coming into place.
Yeah, that sounds great. A great way to show their appreciation for him as well. And so before we get into the details of the event there, could you, I guess, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that hadn't met Cletus or didn't know of him in the area. But for those that didn't know him, could you describe him and his work in the community there as well?
Well, he's, for those who don't know Cletus, I'd be shocked if somebody didn't know of him, but yet there's a lot of new people in the area, and it's probably hard to even explain it to give it enough credit. But the guy, he's been working for the community his entire life, from a young boy till, you know, he was 79 when he passed away, and when he passed away from his hospital room, he said the show must go on. He was saying that days before he passed, so. He decades and decades and decades of giving to the community and working hard and fundraising, and he was a longtime mayor of Campbell's Bay as well. He served 9 years as mayor from 1996 to 2005. He played a big role at the MRC as definitely one of the more outspoken and hardworking mayors during that time, and created a reputation as being a guy that got things done. And definitely was a mentor to many, including myself. And he just a community guy, and you know, he was given awards for being a great community volunteer and things like that. But those were certainly never awards that he was looking for. He not a guy that was ever looking for credit. It was just the way he was built to give back. And so this is, you know, we're calling it Cletus' final project. The event itself is called Get Together Thank You Tribute Event. That's a name that he gave the event. But, you know, we're kind of referring to it as Cletus' final project as well. And it's one of many. Over the years, he's played a huge part. When you come into Campbell's Bay, his footprints are everywhere. He was heavily responsible for the construction of our RA center along the Ottawa River, which has been probably our most important building in the community. And, you know, all the years and years of fundraising to upkeep that building and to build the ballpark and to build the playground. And he's had his hands in all of it. And I think the community definitely has a high respect for him. And recognizes the hard work that he's put in over the years. So, you know, whenever he passed, there was a great outpouring of love and support, and you know, all well deserved for sure. And so, this is just, you know, us continuing forward with this project is just one way for us to say goodbye to Cletus and to honor, you know, his intentions to recognize and honor these musicians.
For sure. So what can folks expect here on the? It starts on the Friday evening there, the 22nd, and the 23rd, the Saturday. So talk about the lineup and just sort of what's going on and where.
Yep. So the entire event is at the Mural Park in Campbell's Bay. The decision was to, even though it's a little bit risky to hold an outdoor event, it was very important to us that the event take place in Campbell's Bay. As it was, you know, Cletus's love was always in Campbell's Bay. So without the RA Hall, we chose what we think is the next best option, and that's our Mural Park. We're going to put up some big tents in the property beside it. We're closing off Main Street, so there'll be lots of room for everybody. It's kind of a street dance. So on the Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. before the actual event starts, we're having a celebration of life event for Cletus. And then at 4 o'clock, the event will kick off right away. So once we complete the celebration of life, the music will begin right away. We've got artists from all over, and there's almost too many of them to start naming. We have over 25 artists, some local, and the majority of them from multiple hours away, but just high quality, great artists. Starting at 4 p.m. and we'll go till around 1 a.m. Friday. And then Saturday, our first act starts at 10 a.m. And again, we'll go till around 1 a.m. And if anybody that goes on to Facebook, if you look for the Get Together Thank You Tribute event. We have an event page created. You can see it from my Campbell's Bay group page as well. All the artists and their times are listed there. We would like to make sure everybody's aware to bring a chair. And very important also to mention that admission is free. There's no cost to enter the grounds at any point through the weekend. This is an event for the community, for the musicians, and it's free of charge all weekend. We're going to have Billy T's food truck on site all weekend. It'll be with pizza and fries and burgers. And we also have a fully licensed bar that will be operating all weekend. So, you know, I think it's going to be a nice setup outside under our mural stage. On our mural stage under the little roof there, and there'll be shelter there if there happens to be rain and sun. And I think we're going to have a good weekend. It's getting here fast, but we're ready, and we're looking forward to welcoming the community. But I know we're going to see a lot of new faces as well. A lot of these artists, like I said, are coming from all over, and they're bringing their followings with them. So there's going to be people coming to the Pontiac who have never been to the Pontiac and likely have never heard of the Pontiac, which I find really great, and I'm happy about that. It's always nice to have new people come into the county. So it's going to be definitely different than events we've been involved with in the past. It's not going to just be the local community. I believe there's going to be people coming from the outside as well, which we're excited about. And like I said, if you go on Facebook, you'll see all the info there. And if anybody has any specific questions, they can always reach out to me directly as well.
Yeah, and we'll definitely throw a link there in the article. As far as the organizing is, how many people are involved with it? And I guess if anyone wants to volunteer during that weekend there, how would they go about doing that as well?
Well, as far as the organizing of it, I mean, we've taken it on. My wife and I and my brother and my mother, we've all been working on it. And I'm very fortunate that there's few of the musicians have taken a really big role helping me on the music side of things, because I am not a music guy, but they've really helped me kind of based upon their previous conversations with Cletus about the event. They've helped me better understand his true intentions and desires for the format of the event. So as far as structuring the music part of it, I've had great help from a few of the musicians, namely Paul Olmsted, Corey Coolis, and Wendell Wilson. They've been monstrous help to me throughout this process. My wife is extremely involved in it, and we're doing the best that we can to you know, organize this rapidly. We're not used to doing something so rapidly, but he had a date in mind and we're going with it. And so we're going a little bit more high paced as far as the planning goes than we normally would, but we wanted to respect his date that he had chosen. And of course the community has jumped in again, as they always do. I put a post up on Facebook about a week ago stating that I needed some volunteers to fill my bar schedule for the weekend, and it's just about complete at this point. We've got people volunteering to come and help get the grounds ready. We've got people selling 50-50 tickets for us, and you know, this community always steps up. You've seen it before, Caleb. No matter what event we do, they give us everything we need to get the thing done, and they always volunteer their time, and we're very fortunate in Campbell's Bay to have a community of people that just will do whatever they have to do to help events like this thrive. So we're in good hands as far as volunteers go. Really, at this point, I think we're pretty well got everything lined up. But of course, anybody that would like to be involved or have more info, they can reach out to me for sure. And I'm sure we can find a job for them. There's always something that you're not thinking about, but We've got a great group of people. Young DJ Dazna is going to help me for the weekend and with my running the bar and getting the property ready in advance. And the town's been very supportive of the event as well, as they always are. Our council is always supportive of all events. So, you know, it's very positive moving forward. And I think it's going to go off well. We're hoping for great weather, of course, but rain or shine, the event will go on, and we'll do our best to honor Cletus's intentions and to pay tribute to these musicians who were able to bring so many people joy in a pretty non-joyous period of time in 2020 and 2021.
Tim, I want to thank you for your time. Sounds like you got quite a special event coming up here on the 22nd and the 23rd. Appreciate you speaking with me.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, Caleb, as always, for covering our stuff, and I hope to see you there.
Absolutely.